Blog Talk Radio.
Another song that I wrote. I wrote this song because I found out a long time ago that everybody grinning your face is not your friend. And then I found out that everybody kiss you don't love. You know, we have some friends. As long as you're doing something to please them, they'll pat you on your back and say, honey, go ahead, you're doing fine. But the moment you change and start living for Jesus, they'll find all sorts of mean things to say about you. They say you've gotten too holy, you've become a religious fanatic, you're not gonna last very long. I know that I'm pleasing the Lord, and I wrote this little song for their benefit. You can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move out of my way.
Don't try.
you today. You got a race to run that you're running by faith. Because at the finishing line, Halabasia, we're going to see God's faith. Amen, amen. God bless you all, champions. It's good to be back with you. Glory be to God. I'm your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Amen. Here on Blog, MCI Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Where you get a word throughout the week. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm just grateful tonight to be your host. Praise God. And want to implore you and invite you to tune in tomorrow night at 6. But you're going to get a powerful word right behind mine. Glory be to God. My lovely, awesome wife, Lady T, in the weekly word workout will be with you tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But even before me, I hope you guys aren't missing Monday night. Amen. We have the very powerful, awesome, ready and right, Pastor McNeil, Matthew McNeil, your hour of power. It's your fix at 6. Come on, somebody. You got to still tune in at the beginning of the week. They come on Tuesday and Wednesday. To God be the glory. Then let that fresh fire fall. How about CA on Friday? Glory be to God. Hold you over the weekend to your worship Sunday morning at Mount Carmel International Church here on MCI Blog Talk Radio under the direction of the anointed Apostle Callum McNeil. Amen. Keep those announcements in mind. Stay in the Blog Talk. Stay tuned to Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you, we got some word coming forth. We got some conferences. We got some things that the Lord is putting together. Amen. Here on MCI Blog Talk Radio. Amen. To God be the glory. If you can't help me, don't stop me. Move out of my way. And don't try to block me. The woman of God is talking about hindrances. Yeah. A hindrance. And I want to talk to you tonight about a hindrance. Praise God. If I can just lay a little foundation before I entitle this teaching tonight. I want to recall someone, or most of all, us here. We have seen the movie Gone with the Wind. You know, the movie with Dorothy and Toto and the wicked witch from the east and the wicked witch from the west, wherever she's from, glory to God, and the Wizard of Oz. Oh, that's what it's called, the Wizard of Oz. I thought it was Gone with the Wind, but y'all know the story. It talks about someone enjoying life, enjoying the journey. And then all of a sudden, it's such a beautiful sunny day. Then a storm sets in. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I want to just prepare us tonight to understand that sometimes a storm may come. And when this storm came, the storm was so bad. The hurricane, the tornado, it was so strong, the whirlwind, that it whipped her whole house up, threw it into a place. Then when she woke up, she didn't know where she was at. She didn't know how she got there, and she had no idea how to get back. Trying to take my time on this foundation, because it sounds like some of us in the Lord. Things were great. You were praising him. You were giving him glory. You were being blessed. Then all of a sudden, here come a storm. Come on, somebody. And after the storm, glory to God, you found yourself in a place that you don't know how you got there. You looked around. You didn't know where you was at. You had no more direction. You didn't know how to get back home. But I want to encourage somebody tonight. There's a right way to get back home, and there's a wrong way. See, King Saul found himself thrown. And he went to the witch at Endor. Glory to God. He went to the witch at Endor. And some of us, we have been lost for so long that we are afraid and we are seeking anybody that got a word. We're seeking a word from any prophet, any prophetess. Somebody give me a word so I can get back home. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. But I want to let you know today, glory be to God, that the only way to get back home, you have to get God. You have to seek God. You have to carry God. Can I go deeper into the message? Glory be to God. See, because in that story, the wizard, somebody told her to go and seek the wizard. The wizard represents Satan. And although Satan seemed to be trying to get her back home, he was laying hindrances all along. So I'm going to talk about hindrance today. See, because sometimes, somehow, somewhere, you're going to get hindered in your walk. You're going to get hindered by situations. You're going to get hindered by unbelief. You're going to get hindered by people. You're going to get hindered by Satan. Y'all know how he hindered Dorothy. You know, he sunned the lion. He sunned, glory be to God, the scarecrow. He, some people that ain't got no heart, the 10 men, glory be to God. And they were helping her, but they really could not help her because they needed help themselves. So the wizard, he represents Satan. And if you remember, Satan sent flying monkeys. He sent the flying monkeys to ride their back. And I want to talk to somebody tonight that got a monkey on their back. You got a monkey on your back, as they call it. A monkey on your back represents hindrances. Again, if I could read something to you, I just want to read something out of the new Amplified Bible. I just want to read something in Job 9, because I like the way it read out of this Bible. I don't often use anything but King James. I'm going to read verse 1. I'm going to read verse 12 to you really quick, just in your spirit. I want to read up at the beginning of the end of chapter 8 into 9. Watch what it says. It says, surely God does not reject blameless men or slip in the hands of evildoers. Watch what he says. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter, your lips with shouts of joy. Your enemies will be clothed in shame, and the tents of the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, I know that this is true. Watch what he says in verse 12. If he snatches away, who can stop him? Who can say to him, what you doing? I just want to read that to you out of that version. You know why? Because when the devil comes to hinder you, when life comes to put monkeys on your back, hi, y'all going to hear me in a second. Glory be to God. All you got to do is dig God, because God will yet give you strength. He'll yet give you the victory. I'm going to read, glory God, something to you. A monkey on your back is nothing but a weight. But hindrances, watch me tonight, a hindrance did not come to get you out the race. A hindrance can't stop you. A hindrance is only meant to frustrate you. A hindrance is only meant to slow you down. A hindrance is only meant to get you weary. A hindrance is only meant to frustrate your purpose. Hindrances can't take away what God has for you. For if God speaks to it, come on somebody, it has to move. So a hindrance is just something to slow you down. But Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says, glory be to God, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Good God Almighty, God has a set race for us to run. Good God Almighty, and he gives us enough strength to endure. Good God Almighty, but Satan always wants to step in and change up the game. He knows that he can't change your course. He can't change what God has for you. He can't change what God predestinated for you to be conformed to the image of his son and arrive at. So what he tries to do is hinder you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he hinders you through different ways. He can hinder you through your own mind. Good God Almighty. So you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He can hinder you, glory be to God, from your own desires. That's why we have to keep our flesh under subjection. Good God Almighty. So that our flesh and our own life don't hinder us. Because hindrance is just a distraction. It's too close, child of God. We're too close to becoming what God called us to be. We're too close to becoming, glory be to God, what God has molded you to be. You've gone too far to give up now. Sometimes you just got a monkey on your back. But I come to tell you today, one monkey don't stop no show. Y'all don't believe that. I'm telling you, one monkey don't stop no show. You're going to have a monkey. A monkey is also called a thorn. The Apostle Paul had thorns in his flesh. He prayed to God 3 times to take away the monkey. And God said, I'm not going to do it. He said, for it was sent as a messenger of Satan to buffet you. Yeah, you got a monkey on your back. Uh-huh, but you got to run with it till it fall off. You got to run with it, hallelujah, till you shake it off. You got to run with that monkey that's trying to hinder you because glory be to God, one monkey don't stop no show. Paul prayed 3 times and God said, no, this monkey going to ride you, Paul. It's going to ride you the whole life of your salvation. And somebody is giving up because of one area of your life. And I want to let you know today, don't you give up, hallelujah, as far as you came, as hard as you pressed, as much as you laid aside. Come on, somebody, as focused as you're trying to be, if there's one monkey in your way, hallelujah, don't you let it stop your show. God told Paul, it's a messenger of Satan to buffet you. For when you're weak, hallelujah, then I'm strong. My grace is sufficient for thee. And that monkey you got ain't going to stop your whole show from going forward. Is that all right? Go say, lay it aside. Run with patience the race that's set before you. I'm not saying you're there right now. Maybe you're not there right now. Maybe you need to hear this for a later time. Because surely if you keep running for Jesus, some things can and will hinder you. Uh-huh. I got a couple of scriptures I'm going to go to. Turn with me to the book of Luke. Turn me to the book of Luke. Chapter 11. I want to read something in your hearing for those of you just listening on the radio. Give me a second to get there. Luke chapter 11. Watch what is the man of God is talking about here. The beloved physician Luke. And 12. We're going to go down by about verse 50. I might go a little further now, but okay. Let's go to 52. He says, for from henceforth, I'm too far. I knew it was somewhere around that one. It's 11:52. Stay with me. But 11:52 says, that's what I want. He says, woe unto you lawyers. Y'all know the lawyers was the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes. Those religious folk. He said, woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Woe means judgment. He says, because you have taken away, you religious leaders, you I hate to use titles. I ain't going to do it. But y'all know who religious leaders is. All the self-righteous. He said, all that know so much of God. He said, you have taken away the keys of knowledge. You know what he mean by that? You took away the loopholes. A lawyer don't have power or authority to change the law. The law is made by somebody else. You can get all the lawyers you want. They cannot change the law. But what lawyers do, they study the law. They know enough about the law to find loopholes. Y'all don't hear me yet. Good God Almighty. And he says, all you lawyers, good God Almighty, you took away the loopholes from the people. Ta, ba, ta, ta. And that sometimes, that's what they're doing in the church. They know the loopholes in God. But they take away the loopholes. He, watch what he says. He says, the key of knowledge, ye enter not in yourself, and them that were entering in, you hindered. Good God Almighty. He says, you, glory be to God, hallelujah, you know the grace of God. You know the mercy of God. See, the grace and mercy of God is nothing but a loophole. Yes, you deserve the punishment. Yes, you're wrong. Yes, you did it. Yes, the monkey is on your back. Good God Almighty. But when God see it, he go to Jesus as your lawyer, and Jesus find a loophole. Uh-huh. He's a lawyer. Come on, in the courtroom. Has he ever pleaded your case? You may not understand that God, Jesus, is on the right hand of the Father pleading your case. And what that means is he's finding loopholes, good God Almighty. Yeah, God, he got weak, but I shed my blood. Yes, he lied, but I shed my blood. Yes, they stole, but I shed my blood. Yes, they murdered, but I shed my blood. Those are loopholes. Grace is a loophole. Mercy is a loophole. Good God Almighty is the key to the knowledge. And if somebody's not teaching you that there's loopholes in God, hallelujah. And if you got a monkey, God has a loophole. Praise God, hallelujah. Because you're going to find some things that hinder you, that slows you down, that throw you off course, that waste a lot of time. We don't dot every I, and we don't cross every T. But one thing about it, we got an advocate with the Father. You know what an advocate is? It's a lawyer. It's a lawyer. It's a lawyer that'll find a loophole to keep you in the will of God. Hallelujah. It's a lawyer, glory be to God, that'll plead your case before God. It's a lawyer, glory to God, that'll get that monkey off your back. And if you got to keep running with it, glory be to God, he'll bear the weight of it. Somebody say, one monkey, don't stop, no show. He told them, you've taken away the key of knowledge, and you won't enter in yourself. Anybody that would enter in, you hinder them. There's so many ways that you can be hindered. Somebody can pull you back and get you out of the timing of God, and it'll hinder you. Somebody can give you a false prophecy and cause you to waste years of your life chasing it and hinder you. You see? But you can't let hindrances stop you. They're only meant to distract you. They're only meant to slow you down. They're only meant to frustrate you. Good God Almighty. They're only meant to cause you not to have faith in God. They only cause distractions in God. It's just a hindrance, but it can, it's not strong enough to stop a person. You got to say, you can't help me. Don't stop me. Don't hinder me. Move out of my way and don't try to block me. Hallelujah. Got a race to run. Somebody say, I got a race to run. I know you do. Come, I got a race to run. Do you know that this is a hindrance has only come to make you run the race unlawful? Mm-hmm. It's just to make you run the race unlawfully. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'll show you something. It's a certain way you got to run this race. You can't run it unlawful and get the prize. See? You got to know what has power over you and what doesn't have power over you. The Bible declares in 1 Corinthians that ye that run in the race run all, but one receive the prize. Watch what it says. Run that ye might obtain. You have to run so that you may obtain. You can't quit in the middle of the race. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. I said you can't quit right in the middle of the race. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12 declares, if others be partakers of the power over you, if that monkey take the power over you, if that monkey on your back weigh you down so much that it control you, that it control your mind, your heart, your path. Watch what he says. He says, if others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather, or wouldn't you rather have God's power over you? Some of us, we let the devil ride. We'll carry that monkey for years. Matter of fact, we'll carry a whole family of monkeys on our back. But we don't want to carry the Holy Ghost. You can't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he want to drive. He'll be your boss, and your soul will be lost. He'll weigh you down. The monkeys will weigh you down and turn your life around. So don't let them ride. He said, if they have power over you, why not rather us, God, and the men of God? He's talking about the word of God. You got to let the word of God ride you. Y'all don't hear me yet. You got to let the word of God guide you. You got to let the word of God weigh heavy on you. Watch what he says. Let's read the end of what he says. He said, if others are the partakers, have the power over you, are not we rather, watch, nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel. When you don't let the power of God on you, you are hindering the gospel. God called you to carry the Holy Ghost. God called you to heal somebody. God called you to preach to somebody. God called you to get somebody saved. And if you don't let the word of God rest on you, but you let monkeys ride on you, you're hindering the gospel. Hallelujah. Let God ride. Be a carrier of the flame. Be a carrier of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. God has called you to carry this thing out. And one monkey, come on, you know it, don't stop no show. Come on. I better get into the word. Let me read something to us. Martha, I had a couple things I had aside for us. Y'all remember Paul in the book of Philippians? This is a very familiar scripture. Paul says in chapter 3, Philippians 3, watch what he says. I believe it's right around here, around 12. Watch what he says. He says, not as though I had already attained. You know what I mean? Paul said, it ain't like I ain't got no monkeys on my back. It ain't like I don't have some things trying to hinder me, trying to hinder my life. We all got them. We all got things we got to work out in the natural and in the spirit. Come on, somebody. I almost feel like preaching. We all got things that we have to work on in God. But one thing about it, he says, watch, it's not as though I ain't got no monkeys or have attained already or was already perfect. But I follow after that. That means I ain't going to let what's hindering stop me. Are you ready to press through whatever's trying to hinder you? Are you ready to press beyond what's ever trying to hinder you? Are you ready to take authority over whatever trying to hinder you? Don't you worry about people, glory be to God, because people will see what's hindering you and do nothing but talk about it. But are you ready to press through it? Are you ready to get over it? Are you ready to go beyond it? Come on and talk back to me, champion. One monkey don't stop your show. I spent a lot of years thinking that the one monkey killed my dream. One monkey changed who I am. One monkey stopped me from being what God called me to be. One monkey don't stop no show. Hallelujah. Let me go on. He says, not as though I already attained, neither was already perfect. But this one thing I'll do. I'm going to forget those things which are behind. And I'm oppressed. Oh, what's behind? What's behind? Oh, that's that monkey on your back. Or that monkey that was on your back. Uh-huh. Forget that monkey on your back and press toward the things that are before. Mm-hmm. He said, I press toward the mark of the prize, the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus. Uh-huh. Sometimes you got to forget that monkey. Can I go? I got two things. That's one that I need to say. Because you have to get it inside of you that yesterday can't hold you back. A mistake can't hold you back. You have to understand that it's not what you go through, but it's how you came out. If you decide to come out. The Bible declares in the book of Kings, why sit ye here? I know it get heavy. I know it hurts. I know you cry. Come on. I know you get weary. I know you get frustrated. It happens to all of us. The Bible says there's nothing taking into perception that's common unto a man. That's right. He says, and don't look at the fiery trial that though some strange thing has happened unto you. It's happened to everybody. But you have to be just like everybody else. He says, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You got to press through the hindrance. Yeah, you're going through. But it ain't going to always be like that. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hallelujah, is coming in the morning. Say that to yourself right now. My joy is coming. Hallelujah. One monkey don't stop no show. You have to keep on running. Paul told the church at Galatia, Galatians, the fifth chapter, he said, ye did run well. You were doing a great job. You were loving up on God. You was excited about the Holy Ghost. You still love to pray, read your word. Never miss church. Never told God no. Willing and ready to distribute. You run well. But who did hinder you? What hindered you? How many monkeys you letting ride that's hindering you that you will not obey the truth. You know what the next verse said? The next verse says that this persuasion, that this cometh not from him that called you. They will have you on the wrong road. You're looking for the yellow brick road. We got to be looking for the straight and narrow road. The flying monkeys is all around you. You clicking your heels, praying to the lizard, looking to, come on somebody, trying to find every way you can, any word you can get to get your way home. Hallelujah. Because of those flying monkeys. But you can't let them turn you around. Let me read something else. I got something else here I seen on here. I don't do a lot of monologues. It's straight from the spirit all the time. But today I just felt like teaching a little bit. Amen. And I want to look over at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Because it's just something to let us know that we can't quit in the middle. You done been too far. It's just no time to quit now. It's no time to let little things get you off course, make you waste time, make you not pray, make you not read. Little things, little hindrances. Little things is a hindrance. God, let me see, I just heard this in the spirit. Watch this, child of God. A lot of us, we're going through because of temptation. See, look, we get in temptation and we don't take the way of escape. And so then when the trial comes, we give up in the middle of the trial. But God will help you because God sends trials. Watch. But if it's because of your temptation, then if you don't take the way of escape, you've got to bear that thing alone. The Bible says that along with the temptation, he'll make a way of escape so you can bear it. But if you don't take that way of escape, you're going through the persecution and the affliction because of the temptation. And we're sitting there blaming God. But God is not to blame when you get persecuted for temptation. Because God don't send temptation. God cannot be tempted, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and entice. You see? See? So when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. That's all we cause that. God don't cause that. God may send you through a trial to try your faith, but God don't put you in temptation. Those are monkeys. But one monkey, I just felt heard that in the spirit. It don't stop no show. I heard that in the spirit for somebody. Somebody's going through because of your own temptation, your own flesh. You put yourself through it, and God at the beginning of it say, do this. Is the way of escape. If we don't take the way of escape and we fulfill the lust that brings forth sin, for death, the Bible says, that's not God's fault, child of God. Now, God will give you strength all the way through your trial. But there's an easier way. There's an easier path in your trial, in your tribulation. All you got to do is give God the glory. Tribulation worketh patience. Patience, experience. Experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. See, are your faith increased? Hallelujah. It's sent to try your faith. It's sent to let you know that one monkey can't stop you. Good God Almighty. Matter of fact, two monkeys can't stop you. 3, 4, 5 monkeys can't stop you. 1,000 monkeys can't stop you. Because one can chase 1,000. Get somebody to pray with you and get the 2,000 monkeys off your back. One monkey don't stop no show. I'm going to bring this on in. Watch this. 1 Thessalonians 2. I want to watch what it says. Verse 15 says, therefore, brethren, stand fast. Hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Wait. That enemy don't want me to get it out here now. See, I knew something. You got to know when it ain't what you want. Hallelujah. See, don't fit that spirit. Here we go. I want right up here. There we go. Watch right here. The word of God says, but we, brethren, watch this, being taken from you for a short time, that's a hindrance. That's a hindrance, children of God. Y'all pray. Let me get this out. That's a hindrance. They said, we were taken from you for a short time in presence, but not in heart. You see, you can get hindered, but not in your spirit, not in heart. Endeavoring to be more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Meaning that, glory to God, though we had something hindering us, it was something on the inside, hallelujah, somebody, that made us keep on going beyond the hindrance. And that's all I want to say to you, child of God, today. You got to keep something on the inside that no matter what you're going through, it'll tell you, keep on. We used to sing a song back in the old church, Jesus down inside of me, telling me to go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. You got to have something to press beyond the hindrance. Oh, yeah. He said, no. We were taken from you for a short time. In presence. That means we weren't able to get there. Something was hindering us. But we endeavored the more abundantly on the inside to see your face with great desire. Watch what he says. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even our Paul again, but Satan hindered us. I want this woman to let you know a few things before I leave you today. There's different levels of hindrances. Some of us is Satan at the little hindrances because somebody ain't called your name. Because you think you did the work and nobody acknowledged you. Because God didn't pay your car note this month. We little hindrances. But Paul said we had something on the inside that Satan himself launched an attack. There's different levels of hindrances. And why do I say that? Because I'm closing now. And somebody may be saying, well, Bishop, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know how hard it's been. You don't know how hard, heavy this is. You don't know how bad this is. This is a giant monkey. This is a gorilla. Well, I understand what you're saying. But Paul said Satan himself sent a hindrance. But it didn't stop him from writing 14 books in the New Testament. Come on, somebody. I want to encourage you before I go today that Satan has no authority. That Satan, glory be to God, is nothing but another monkey. Come on, somebody. And y'all know what about a monkey? Monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see and monkey do. And that's what Satan is. He watched God and he tried to do what God do. Y'all don't hear me. He watched God bless and he tried to get faith blessings. He watched God move with his power and authority. Then he tried to act like he got power and authority. All Satan doing is playing monkey see, monkey do. But it's not real. And I want to encourage somebody, if you're in the church and you've been in there 20 years and you ain't doing nothing but playing monkey see, monkey do, You need to get yourself together this day and say, I'm no longer going to do that. Carry God. Some people's in the church and all they're doing is monkey see, monkey do. I see Evangelist so-and-so doing like that. So I'm going to do it like that. I see Bishop so-and-so clap his hands like that. So I'm going to clap like this. I see Sister so-and-so with those certain shoes on. And I'm going to go buy me a pair of shoes. Monkey see, monkey do. Come on. With everybody stand up, you stand up. Y'all ain't talking to me. Everybody sit down, then you sit down. Y'all ain't saying nothing yet. Everybody start shouting and praising God. All of a sudden, you feel a dance. Monkey see, monkey do. Get that monkey off of you. A lot of people in the church playing monkey see, monkey do. If you ain't playing monkey see, monkey do, you're playing monkey in the middle. You're running over to God when he's handing out blessings. And then as soon as your flesh want to cut up, you run over to the devil's side. When you think God is ready to move again, you're running back. You're playing monkey in the middle. And it's time to stop. Because if you think that's the way to God, then I'll be a monkey's uncle. I said I'll be a monkey's uncle if that's the way to God. You got to stop playing monkey see, monkey do, and stop playing monkey in the middle. Because one monkey don't stop the show. You got to press your way. You got to go beyond. You got to go to the next level. Good God Almighty. You got to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You got to call upon him while he's near. Come on. It's something you got to do. You got to forsake your own ways. Good God Almighty. We got to humble ourselves and pray. Seek his face. Turn from our wicked ways. And then he'll hear from heaven. He'll heal the land. He'll lift that weight. He said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. All y'all carrying these monkeys around, come unto me, and I'll get them above you. He said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. He said, his yoke is easy. He's meek and lowly of heart. He said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. I want to let somebody know it ain't time to give up. And if you got to run with that one monkey, run for Jesus. Glory be to God till he fall off you. How about C.A. Kabasa? Keep going to church till he fall up off you. Keep giving God the praise till he fall up off you. Because one monkey don't stop no show. Can I tell you something else? I hit something in my spirit. That glory be to God. He said, when we came unto you, our flesh had no rest. But we were troubled on every side. Oh, let me get it. He said, fightings without, fears within. Let me tell you something. If somebody told you this is a days of Sunday, this is just a cherry-picking, glorified, easy path. You just may be just waking up. Every day ain't Sunday. Hallelujah. But you can praise him like it is. Come on, I'm talking to the Sunday worshipers now. I'm talking to the Sunday goers. Every day ain't Sunday. But why don't you worship him like it is? Why don't you serve him like it is? That way you'll make it through anything the enemy try to take you through. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. And don't stop nothing. You can't let people get in your way. I'm closing out right here. I'm closing right here. Do you know what caused Dorothy in that story to get off course? It was this whirlwind it was the tornado. And do you know that the wind represents spirit? The wind represents spirit. And I hear something in my spirit I just want to read before we close out today. Turn with me over to the book of Ephesians, because if you don't understand this scripture right here, any little hindrance will throw you off course. Any hindrance. And you got to be stronger than that. All right. Watch. Turn with me to Ephesians. I hear this in my spirit. Chapter 4. Watch this. Watch. I might as well stop. Okay. I might as well stop from there. I might as well stop from there so we can understand where we're at. All right. We're going to start at verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Watch what he says. For the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Watch what he says next. Until we all come together, what? Until we all come together, until we all come in the unity, in the unity of the faith. Watch this. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, unto a perfect and unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now watch what he's saying. He's saying the only reason why we have these gifts in the church is to build each other up to the place that we become totally grown in God. Till we come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Meaning, glory be to God, that we understand this thing. We understand how to walk in this thing. We understand how to operate in this thing. See, that's the fullness. That's the fullness. To you get totally the place that God ordained you to get. Watch what he says. That we be no more children. That's the next verse. That we be no more children tossed. You see what God is saying? God is saying, listen, you're going to get challenged, but I need you to grow to the place of the fullness of the stature of the measure that I called you to be, so that you won't be a child again. We have people in church saying that I need me. I ain't no babe in Christ. Because we think it's based on how long you've been saved. But your age in God has nothing to do with how long you've been saved. Look in the book of Hebrews. You can tell your spiritual age by what not only you can consume or understand, but it's what you can perfect. The Bible says that we should desire to sin, look at the word that we may fortify. He says, listen, I have many things to say to you, but you're not able to bear them right now. Because some of you are on milk and not of meat. Watch what he says. For milk belongs, milk belongeth to the babes. But strong meat belongs to them who are of full age, who both by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So that means that it's not how long you've been in church, it's how you can exercise or how you can eat this word and then carry it out in your life. I'm not finished with that scripture yet. I'm still back in Ephesians 4. I just want you to understand it. That he said that we'd be no more children. And a lot of people think that you ain't no babe in Christ no more because you've been saved 30 years, because you've been saved 50 years. That don't mean you ain't no babe in Christ. It's just the age in Christ is when you can take these words off the page and carry them out in your life. When you can turn the other cheek, When you can love your enemies, that's growth. Those are days that grow in. If you still act like you can't carry out the word in your life, then you are a babe. You know what it says? For milk belongeth to them who are unskillful. Do you got any skills in living this thing? Do you got any skills, hallelujah, in your spirit to manifest this word? If not, you're still a babe. You've been doing monkey see, monkey do. You've been monkeying in the middle. Hallelujah. But if you got some skills where somebody can read you, and it's just like reading the Bible, then you're full age. Let us close at this Ephesians 4. Watch what it says. That you be no more children, tossed to and fro, from this place to that place. Watch what it says. By every wind, wind represents spirit. Meaning that every spirit that come your way, you can't be tossed by it. Somebody come with a spirit of error, and you out there shouting the whole church down. Somebody preaching the word of God, you screaming, shouting, and hallelujah. You're tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine. Doctrine means teaching. By the sleight of men, it says, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You have to get stable where you're not tossed by every spirit. You're not tempted by every spirit. You're not controlled by every spirit. Glory be to God. And the Spirit of God will come, and you'll reject it from hearsay. You'll reject it from gossip. And it'll be the Spirit of God right in your face. But because you didn't let trash in your spirit, you'll reject it. Monkey see, monkey do. And monkey does the same thing too. Don't you be no monkey no more. Don't you play monkey in the middle another day. So that God can let you press through the hindrances. That's right. Because one monkey don't stop your show. You can get up right from where you at. You can run for Jesus with him on your back. Hallelujah. And you can pray him up off you. And get in the word and be a champion. Amen. God bless you today. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministry, 1921 Darbytown Road, Henrico, Virginia. Well, we want to get in your corner. We want to help you put up your dukes. Be undefeated champion in Christ. I ask you to tune in tomorrow night for a powerful word from my lovely wife, Lady T, with the weekly word workout. Amen. And if you've been a blessing to you, contact us. Sow a seed. So shall you be best. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Love you. See you next week. Amen.